this week's podcast from retired travel writer, blogger and commentator Jake the Writer is another of his sailor's yarns provoked by the astonishing downright lies and innuendos coming from the mouths of those who wish to remain in the EU, including some from the Prime Minister himself. Jake is old enough to remember the Profumo affair. That was when John Profumo, the Minister for War in the Cabinet, lied in a statement to the House and was sacked. It is now looking that David Cameron may also have lied to the House, and we await to see the outcome. With ex-members of the Secret Service being involved on both sides of the referendum debate, the mix brought back some memories that also involved politicians and the funny folk. I call the tale, "Something Stinks, but That's Nothing New." There is a saying on submarines that if you can smell something nasty and there's no one standing behind you, mister, it's you. Lionel Buster Crabbe served in the Merchant Navy, and when World War II began, he was commissioned into the Royal Navy and volunteered for mine and bomb disposal. He trained as a diver and had an impressive war record, receiving numerous commendations, including the George Medal, and was promoted to Lieutenant Commander. He left the Royal Navy in 1948, and his CV shows him working in the private sector for the Atomic Weapons Research Establishment at Aldermaston. He also spent time searching through sunken Spanish galleons. He returned to active duty in the Royal Navy in 1952, where he is reputed to have spent time searching and investigating sunken submarines. In 1955, he worked with another frogman called Sidney Knowles, investigating the hull of a Soviet ship, the Sverdlov. It became later known that he had been recruited by the funny folk at MI6 and was assigned to perform surveillance on another Russian cruiser, the Ordonezhikits, which supposedly had a propeller of an innovative design, probably a bit of Cold War propaganda. It was moored in Portsmouth Harbour, where it had carried the Soviet Prime Minister, Bulganin, and the future Premier Khrushchev on a diplomatic mission. Crabbe got as far as inspecting the hull of the cruiser, but disappeared and was never seen again. At this time, I was also a frogman stationed at HMS Vernon, the shore station of the Royal Navy torpedo and anti-submarine branch, which trained clearance divers and mine hunters. To say the crap hit the fan is to put it mildly. All we were told was that one of ours was missing and that all available diving teams would carry out evolutions in Langston Harbour for about 2 weeks. This was an unforgettable time for me. Portsmouth Harbour is famous for its thick black mud, which is commemorated today with a bronze statue at Portsea Hard of the Pompey Mudlarks, the kids who used to dive for coins for centuries. Somewhat less remembered is that this nasty black slime covers the bottom of Portsmouth Harbour. It is somewhat over a fathom deep, 6 feet that is, and it's black and it stinks to high heaven. It is full of centuries of detritus, a mixture of the contents of millions of gash buckets heaved over the side of every ship that has moored there since Tudor times. Oh my lord, it wasn't just the kitchen waste of millions of ships, it was also the bodily waste of billions of sailors, and my shipmates and I were feeling our way through this foul slime looking for a dead body. It wasn't just the MI6 who were in the shit. We were spending some 6 hours a day groping around in it. One of our teams gave us a laugh when he related that as he probed through the slime, he thought he'd found a head, and when he brought it to the surface, he found he was holding a large head of cabbage that had gone over in the gash. I think that's called gallows humour. Or as Nietzsche put it, any experience that doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I can confirm that we smelled very strong. It was about 2 weeks before that story got into the newspapers, and we were pulled out and given a few days' leave, sworn to secrecy. The legend of Buster Crabbe, with rumour and speculation, goes on even today. MI6 is supposed to operate outside Britain, while MI5 operates within the country. For some reason, Prime Minister Anthony Eden forced the resignation of John Sinclair, the Director General of MI6. It took the Suez debacle before Eden resigned through ill health. Now there's an idea. Note, the British government documents relating to the Buster Crabbe incident will not be released until 2057. I should live so long. In one of my recent broadcasts, I pointed out that nothing changes. Conspiracy abounds. To err is human, but it takes a politician to really screw things up. Someone succinctly put it, Cameron has painted himself into a corner and is now trying to walk out over the paint, dragging the rest of us by the hair with him. I must say that his ever-decreasing scare stories sound nothing more to us than his desperation, and I cannot believe that I once thought better of him. Thanks for listening. I'll see you again next week.